Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle. The Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I'm your host, Andy. We've got the whole crew here with us. Nick, Brian, Scott, Kelly. Say hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
guys.
Hey.
Hey, how we doing? Nick.
Aloha.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, baby. How's everybody feeling tonight?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Real good.
Anybody feeling a little groovy?
Sure.
Kind of. Going? I'm not working tomorrow. Yeah. No. I feel kind of groovy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay.
I'm never working tomorrow.
Employer, if you are listening, he works constantly.
I work constantly.
Anyway.
I think you were thinking of me.
That could be true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we got a great trivia plan. Scott has written this one and will take us through. He's pretty proud of this one.
Very proud.
Very excited to be delivering.
I'm excited about this one.
But before we get to the topic, we will field a question from our listener, Vicky. She sent an email in to us and she wants to know, which crew member would you most like to work with? And who falls on the other side of that list? Who would you least like to work with?
Especially, oh, this is, I hate these questions.
This is not diabolical.
Not everything's black and white. It's all, there's gray areas. I'd work with different people in different situations.
Well, let's talk about it because I feel exactly the same way.
Yes.
I'm changing, man. Because Kelly, I was going to say I'd want to work with you, but now I don't want to with that attitude.
Well, yeah. you just set yourself in your spot.
Yeah, okay, good. I mean, good.
Yeah. Initially, I went to Kelly. But like we're very close, and I don't know how much we get done.
We'd get it done, and then we'd have fun.
Sure. See, I don't trust us.
I have less confidence that the getting done part would actually happen.
I might have to go with the least because I don't think we'd be very productive.
Too compatible
but then
together.
Work with. I go with one of you guys, Nick or Andy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like you guys are like boss, like get stuff done. Motivate me.
I'd like to be
Scott.
He's a worker bee.
If it was my brother, I feel like everything would be condescending.
That is on brand for Doctor.
What are you, a moron?
Yeah.
Don't answer that.
Exactly.
So by the way, Brian, Kelly, your answer wasn't very good, but go ahead.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
But I agree with Kelly. I think if I am doing something in the service realm where I am trying to assist people in bettering themselves, Brian is my go-to guy, man. He is all about just helping people. Like, that is the purest part of Brian.
True.
If I need somebody to take charge and ask questions later, Nick is the man for that job. You tell him to make a decision, he really doesn't have to spend much time thinking. He's going to make the decision. Now, it might be the wrong one, but we'll figure that out as we go.
That's heads or tails. Who cares about that
part?
No, my decision's made before you ask me.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, something more on the trying to determine the best route to go someplace where you have to start thinking through all the angles. I'm going to lean the doctor on that one. You know, I feel like you have a similar mindset that I do when it comes to thinking things through.
Analytic.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Overthinker, I think, is probably the more detailed version.
Well, I definitely wouldn't want to work with Nick.
So. That doesn't surprise anybody.
So that
you guys,
so
you
Scott's, guys just, Scott's down to one.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You don't want to work by someone that is going to outwork you. So I understand where he's coming from.
Oh, I just don't want to be bossed around all day.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I understand that. Okay. Well, we're skirting around. I think you're skirting around the answer. You're giving reason for why you wouldn't work with each one of us. Let's just keep it simple.
You
your current
one.
Job, whatever you do, you don't have to explain what you do, but if you just say it's an office setting, you got to pick one. Just pick one. That's what you have to do.
He did skirt.
He skirt? Oh, yeah. We can all go through and tell what we like about each other. Here's why I would want to work with you in this situation.
No. I want to work with Andy. He'll keep me on track. He'll let me play. When I need to be reined in, he'll rein me in.
We work hard, we play hard, Kelly.
Yes. When he wants to do something, I'll be able to get something done immediately, and I'll get it done fast, and correctly. You can see it from my house.
Yeah.
Type of attitude.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, that makes sense. You somebody more, probably more motivated than I'm going to be.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And I agree with Brian earlier. I don't think I could work with Brian. I mean, we can, but the fact of us getting stuff done.
I agree with what he was saying about Andy, but with Nick, I like the idea of like, I don't know, Nick, what do you think? And he just makes all the decisions.
Yeah.
It's kind of rolling. I get that. It depends what you're looking for.
Well, Andy will do that too and give you the illusion that you have some sort of.
Hey, don't tell my secrets, man.
That's a good call. He'll give
you the illusion that you have some sort of input.
Well, no, like, I had a great day. I did all these great things. It was all my idea.
That's right. Oh, goodness. What about you, Scott? Did you answer this one?
Well, let me just jump in and say I don't want to work with any of you. Yeah. So
true.
Let's just leave it at that.
Not like that's what we're doing right now, by the way.
Well, this is the only forum where this works.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Nick would boss us around, right? You would talk down to us.
Yes, always.
Right? And Brian and Kelly wouldn't do anything.
I feel like he's afraid we'd be like,
I don't know.
We'd be like, doctor.
Okay, might sum it all up for me. Working with
him. Somebody's about to get voted off the island.
Well, actually, I would rather work with Brian or Kelly because I feel like they wouldn't stress me out at work.
I can see that.
Would they take direction?
Yeah, they would take direction, but I don't. But they wouldn't stress me out.
The answer is, the bigger question is, will Scott take direction?
Yeah. No. But if he's in charge and working with you two, then he doesn't have to.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I would love to be your boss. For a day.
Just for a day.
That could be arranged.
Give me a day.
You keep on this path, you're going to become Make-A-Wish kid, and you might just get that opportunity. Yeah. Right? All right. Well, Vicky, thank you very much for sending in that great question. We have several forums that you can reach us by social media, by email, by our website. You can find all of that in the description of the show. Please send some questions in. That's one of the favorite parts of what we do here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, boys, I hope you are feeling groovy. I hope you have a little bit of wiggle in your shoulders, maybe ready to dance. Today's episode is all about disco.
Oh.
Disco lyrics, very specifically.
Oh. Okay,
right. Yeah.
Ouch.
I know. I'm terrified.
I don't know about this. Okay.
Uh-oh. Giving away answers.
That's right.
Sorry, just popped in my head.
Yeah, where do you stand on disco in general, fellas? I'm not asking Scott. I know where he is. He's the music man, after
all. Disco's dead, man.
Disco. Yeah. I don't know if I could even think of that many disco artists.
You know more than you think.
I probably know more than you think. Yeah.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, is that I'm glad that it's lyrics and not song titles or artists.
Sure.
I think when I think of disco now, I think of Starsky and Hutch when they're at the club.
Nice.
Yeah. That's what pops in my head.
That was just on the other day I was watching it.
Yeah. Or the Chicago White Sox game where they burned all the disco records had like 10 cent beers.
I thought about that too. Yeah,
10 cent beers. That's always a good idea with an angry mob. Well, the disco era, which peaked in the mid to late 1970s, was a vibrant cultural movement centered around dance music, fashion, and the nightlife. Characterized by its upbeat rhythms, catchy bass lines, and shimmering orchestrations, disco became the soundtrack of a generation. Though it faced backlash in the early 1980s, its impact on dance music, pop culture, and the club scene is still felt today. Disco fever, man. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a thing. It was a
staple.
Dominated the airwaves
for
5 or 6 years.
What was the show that they played? I want to say it was Saturday morning. Where they're all dancing. It's just a show of people dancing and
American
there would be
Bandstand?
There you go.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm remembering. Okay. No?
But that predated disco, I'm pretty sure.
But I think that's what he's thinking of.
Where they get to dance on different levels.
Soul Train.
They definitely played.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Don Cornelius.
What I'm remembering.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
There you go. There it is. Well, all right. I think this is going to give us trouble, and I think Scott's going to take a lot of pleasure in this.
I'm a little nervous.
You guys ready? It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on disco lyrics. And Scott will be our trivia master for this episode. Here's how it works. Scott's going to read out the question. We'll write our answers on our whiteboards. When he says reveal, we'll show our answers. If we get it right, Nick's going to give us a point. And if we get it wrong, well, Scott is the master of making us regret it. Ready, Scott?
I'm ready.
All right. Mic's all yours.
Thanks, Andy. All right, guys. In this round of trivia, I will be giving you some lyrics from a hit disco song. You will be writing down the song title as your answer.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Just the title.
Is Hit debatable? Or
all 10 songs that we're going to cover reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100, okay, and no artist is repeated.
Oh, I like that.
So these were all number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100.
But they will all be song titles.
But they will be song titles. I'm going to give you the lyric, and I will actually be giving you the year first, if that helps you. I don't know that it will.
No, not really.
But
me.
For those playing along at home, it might help, especially if you grew up in the era. And like I said, no artist is repeated.
So I wasn't roll. Really paying attention. Do you want the artist or the name of the song?
I want the name of the song.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's do this.
There were literally a two-sentence description of the trivia. I love it.
Welcome back, Ryan.
He's, squirrel.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Point is, I'm not doing like these weird off-the-wall obscure songs. These were all one number one.
Michael Jackson?
Oh, well, that's true. Oh. There is no off-the-wall, though, here. Okay. You'll get the hang of it.
All right.
Don't know if you'll get many right, but I'm actually feeling confident. You guys aren't too confident, but I'm feeling pretty good.
Okay.
Okay.
But let's see.
Got to hear that first one.
Yeah, here we go. Question number one. 1974. Here are your lyrics.
Yep.
Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing.
Okay.
I need the name of the song.
How lenient are you going to be?
I just from the look in everyone's eyes, I will be lenient. But here we go. 1974. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing.
I like it. I know the song.
I'd like you to sing it a little confident. Bit. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Like, I know the song.
Right.
Yeah,
whether
yeah,
the
yeah.
title's right, different story.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah.
You know.
Everybody have something written down?
Yep.
All right, let's reveal. Start with you, Nick. Kung Fu Fighting. And everybody has Kung Fu Fighting. That is the correct answer.
All right. On the board, baby.
So, okay. Is it Everybody Was or is it just Kung
Fu? It's Kung Fu Fighting.
Kung okay.
Fu All right. Fighting.
By Carl Douglas.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, obviously.
So everyone knows the song, I take it at least.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
came up with
I
that
definitely
one.
Definitely know that song.
Went on the layup.
Yeah. No, eighth grade year. So Holy Child Wiz did a variety show. In the eighth grade year, like the eighth grade class is like in charge of the music and stuff, which I got to be in charge of the music.
Nice.
It's a little bit limited when we got to play. So I played Kung Fu Fighting a ton. For some reason, that was like one of the few songs that I
like over
knew
and over.
Again? Yeah. Not ever over and over, but probably more than
seventh
once.
Seventh song.
Yeah, quite often. Quite often. Okay. Yeah.
Well, this one hit wonder was written and performed by Jamaican vocalist Carl Douglas.
Yeah, next.
It went to number one in at least 11 countries. I say at least because there's always debate when you fact check these things, but I know at least 11.
We're in 31, so.
Right.
30.
We're higher than that now.
Actually, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Where?
33 countries.
Oh, the podcast.
Yeah. I think it's 30. Yeah. Actually, I think it's 35. Okay. Sorry that Brian keeps cutting you off. And we
no,
keep
it's
going
all good. Well, hey, it went to number one. All right. We know that.
No, you don't.
And it's still relevant in today's pop culture, recently appearing in the animated Kung Fu Panda movie series. Mm. So you may have heard it in that as well.
Not a big leap to get to Kung Fu Panda.
Not exactly.
Catchy tune, though. Yeah. Catchy tune for sure.
All right. Well, you guys are on the board, so let's go to question number two. Also 1974. Here are your lyrics. Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. 1974. Everyone's got their eyes closed and they're trying to sing this song in their head.
I'm trying to get the beat of it because the lyrics sound familiar, but
sure.
I can't get the beat of it.
Right, and I'm doing my best to read them deadpan.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah, okay.
It's the right thing to do.
Well, here we go. Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
You guys want to get inside here and listen?
I would really
you got this?
Fun.
You got that this for
fun.
Sure?
Yeah, Kelly was right.
See, once you have it, your shoulders start kind of moving because you're down with
the beat
it.
Yep. A little bit.
Yeah. I know the song. I'm wrong. No, I just basically gave you another lyric.
Yeah.
Nick, you got something there?
Give me the line one more time, please.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Oh, dang it. Okay, I just caught it now. I Can't imagine I'll get to the title, though, so you don't have to wait for that.
All right. Well, I'm letting Nick write down an answer, and then we're going to do what we do here, and that is...
Oh, okay. Here, I'm coming.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Easy.
Oh, yeah, excited.
Really excited.
I have no idea if this is the title or not.
Okay.
But I at least got it somewhere.
All right, let's reveal. Nick Was Sailing Away, Don't Rock the Boat by Andy, I'd Like to Know Where by Brian, Don't Rock the Boat... The song is Rock the Boat.
It's your call, Doc.
I'll give it to you guys because yes! That is the lyric.
What's the name of the song?
Rock the boat.
What'd they write?
Don't rock the boat.
So but that is the opposite of rock the boat.
Here's what you're saying. Like the song is Rock the Boat. They're saying you shouldn't rock that boat.
Rock the Boat. Don't Rock the Boat is the actual lyric.
I'm fine with it. Yeah. You guys knew the song, obviously.
Yeah.
What else are you giving away tonight?
I still cannot get that song in my head, though. Scotty, can you sing it for me?
That was the
very singing. Andy's singing right now.
The notion. Don't rock the boat, baby.
Oh, okay. Now I got it. Yep.
So now the listeners know at home it's rigged.
Yeah.
All rigged.
Give them everything.
Now I got it. Now that you said that part.
Anyone know the artist? Kelly? You came to the answer quickly. I think it might also be another one-hit wonder. It's the Hughes Corporation.
Never would have got there.
Yeah. No.
But everyone knows the song now that we've...
Yes.
Okay.
I did not know it immediately.
I still don't really...
Lyrics, you know the hook of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling good about three, but let me tell you a little bit more about Rock the Boat. Originally appeared on the group's debut album, but gained popularity after an edited version appeared on their second album. And it started getting frequent airplay in the top 40 music scene in New York City and quickly climbed to number one.
And 74 again, right?
74.
Yeah.
Big year. Good year.
Big year.
All right, guys. Not as many lyrics, but I'm feeling good.
Okay. Oh, good.
Remember, these were all number one hits. 1975, we go there for question number three. Do a little dance, make a little love.
Just got to get to the title.
1975, do a little dance, make a little love.
This is a rare occasion that I know the artist and not definitive on the title.
Show off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if this is the title. I know the song.
I know the song, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not. Yeah.
I mean, at least I can say I know this song.
There you go.
Just don't know about the title. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope I'm right. We'll see.
Okay. Everybody got something?
Yep.
Let's reveal. We'll start with Kelly this time. Get Down Tonight. Brian, Get Down Tonight. Way, everybody, Get Down Tonight. That is the correct answer.
All right.
Andy, who we got as the artist?
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Correct.
Right. Maybe. This is like, if I had to make a mix of quintessential disco songs.
This would be on there?
Probably would lead it off. Yeah.
I can see that. For me. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a known song.
It's got the sound.
People know this song for sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Good pick.
Okay. Yeah. It's a good one. 1975. Well, this hit was the first of five number one singles for the Billboard Hot 100 and Casey and the Sunshine Band. That's a lot of hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been sampled multiple times, appeared in a ton of movies and TV shows. Mm-hmm. It just keeps coming back and showing up on things. So,
yeah.
I feel like any movie that was based in the 70s has this song on the soundtrack.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That supports my point that it's so iconically disco and defines the movement as a whole.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, disco sucks.
Loving it.
Keep it rolling.
All right, gentlemen. I will tell you, this one's structured a little bit different. I'm looking for a two-word song title.
Okay, thank you.
Because you're going to fill in the lyrics on this one.
Oh.
That is the song title.
Gotcha.
Still the song title, but the lyric I'm looking for is going to appear here in the middle. Oh. 1976. I'm just a blank blank. That's the two-word title.
Okay.
I'm just a blank, and I won't work for nobody but you.
I'm just a blank blank, and I won't work for nobody but you?
Correct, yeah. If this game was repeating what I said, you'd be in first place.
All right.
Are we in Philly? Is this brotherly love?
That was funny.
All right. Now I'm totally out of my head. Run back. Yeah, yeah. Run it back.
One more time. It's my fault. Okay, here we go. This is 1976, if it matters. I'm just a blank, and I won't work for nobody but you.
Got it.
Damn, he's good.
Or if it helps, I'm just a blank blank, and I won't work for nobody but you.
Again, you're going to be mad.
I can't get to the beat of it. That's what...
It took me... Yeah, it took me about 30, 45 seconds when I got there. Clock.
One more time, Doc. One more time, and then I'll write something down.
I'm just a blank blank, and I won't work for nobody but you.
You know how hard it is to like not hum it or just do anything?
I'm having a hard time not singing.
I was going to say, I don't think I could read the questions.
Yeah.
I would give a hint away.
Doing my best. Nick's got nothing. He's going to...
Nothing.
He's just going to walk away?
I think so.
All right, let's reveal. I'll start with Andy then. Super Freak from Andy. Poor Man from Brian. Love Machine from Kelly. Correct answer is... Love Machine.
Nice.
I'm just a love machine.
And I won't work for
no. No. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yep.
I don't know it.
Yep.
I couldn't.
If you heard it, you'd know.
Yeah, no, 100%. I was trying to get that rhythm in my head. I could not get a rhythm that
break it off,
I could recognize, man. Dang.
And nobody want that.
Yeah. Actually, the actual title of the song is Love Machine Part 1.
Are you familiar, Doc, with Part 2?
Or I am not. No, yeah, I'm assuming there is, but I'm not. But that is the technical title is Part 1.
Ladies.
Yeah.
Cindy's only privileged to Part 2.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
And the artist on that one is The Miracles. Hmm. This is after Smokey Robinson.
Love Smokey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Were they part of his band at all, or they just named it after him?
No, he was part of The Miracles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Once he left, they were just The Miracles.
10-4.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They faded. I mean, this one is again, super well-known. I guess they all will be since they went to number one.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this smash hit was the best-selling single in The Miracles' career, having sold more than 4.5 million copies. The song has been used on the TV show Full House and in the movie Donnie Brasco, and in a Travelodge commercial, just to name a few. I'm sure there's 100 more you could rattle off.
I
love the Travelodge.
Yeah, right. Well, and Donnie Brasco, I know you're a mob guy, so I don't know if you can picture that in the movie, but...
He just likes the mob. Anyone listening, he's not a mob guy, necessarily.
He might be.
Allegedly.
Wouldn't be doing this podcast.
It's a good
be a good cover.
It's a good cover.
That's right.
All right, well, let's move on to... Number 5, as my confidence level continues to drop with some of you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But number 1 hits 1977 for this one. Here's your lyric. Come summer, the work gets kind of hard. This ain't no place to be if you planned on being a star. So once again, 1977. Come summer, the work gets kind of hard. This ain't no place to be if you planned on being a star.
No, I just got no... Unless I get the beat, I'm not going to be able to get to the lyrics. You know,
that's exactly the problem. That's
got to get to the beat.
One more time, Doc. One more time.
Come summer, the work gets kind of hard. This ain't no place to be if you planned on being a star.
Shot in the dark. I'm not horribly upset with it, but I don't think it's right.
Okay.
Dang.
Like you're hunting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I'm happy to be out there.
I'll give you guys 13 seconds. That's my favorite number.
Okay. Man, this is tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
It's tough. Oh, man.
B, you got an answer down?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, no confidence.
No, yeah.
Okay.
At all.
Nick, are you gonna join us on this one, or just
I'm having
this one
trouble
out?
Even like coming up with a title, even anything to write down.
I got nothing either. I got Nick, nothing. Don't feel bad.
All right, Nick. We're gonna reveal. Andy with Lowrider, Brian with Summertime Blues, and Kelly struggled as well. The correct answer is Car Wash.
Oh.
Okay.
Dang it. I'm still trying to.
Yeah, I don't have that one in my head. Even. With,
I hear that song now.
Yeah, I know that one. I can.
I just knew Summertime Blues was a remake from long ago. I didn't think it was right. You know, I had no idea.
Rose Royce is the artist.
Oh,
so there's no way I was going to have you guys try to guess the artist on this, hard enough as it is. But yeah, another big hit.
Yeah.
From disco.
Man, these are tough.
Yeah, they are.
These are tough.
They are.
It's the deadpan, right? I mean, obviously, if we had a sound clip, we're going to get to a lot.
Yeah, you're going to be.
Yeah, the sound clip would be out.
Yeah. They're possibly be a 10 for 10 on that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
That would help a ton.
Well, there you go. That's why it's not happening.
Well, this was the theme song. This was the theme song from a movie with the same title. Written by former Motown Records producer Norman Whitfield, the Car Wash soundtrack won the 1977 Grammy for Best Score Soundtrack Album. It was covered by Christina Aguilera and Missy Elliott in 2004, but their version did not chart well in the U.S.
I don't remember that. I do not remember that at all.
Was that for there was a animated movie? I think Will Smith.
Wow.
Was it?
You know this? Which
I don't know the song.
Shark Tale.
Shark Tale. Yes.
That's the movie.
Will Smith was the lead. Yeah.
I mean, I only know Shark Tale because I did research for this, so that's impressive.
Wow, yeah.
If you would have gave me, if you said this song was in an animated movie, that Shark Tale
eludes you.
Right.
And you said it was from a soundtrack. It won for a soundtrack. What was it tied to? Is there a movie?
Car Wash. Car Wash, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And won the Grammy, so.
Yeah, okay.
Tells you it must be a pretty good soundtrack, but yeah, number one hit. All right, well, that brings us to the halfway point. Nick, how does the scorebook look?
All right. So currently, Brian and myself have 2.
Yeah.
Andrew, you got 3.
Woo-hoo.
Kelly, 4 out of 5. Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all.
Solid. Okay. Well done. Solid.
Everybody's still in the mix.
Okay.
Well, but I mean, I don't think I'm going to do much better, but you know, there's still hope.
Okay.
So, yeah. Ready for the second half.
I like your positivity.
I'm going to stay positive for a little bit.
Yep.
Not much longer, but a little bit longer.
I am on the outside. Inside, I know it's over.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sure.
Well, I'll feed off your
Never give up hope, baby.
Positivity, Nick, and say I'm feeling good for all of you on this.
Good. Okay. All right.
Famous last words, but I'm feeling good.
Yeah. No pressure.
All right. Let's move to 1977, or are we staying with 1977? We are staying with 1977. Here we go. You can dance. You can jive, having the time of your life, see that girl, watch that scene.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing us back in, Doc.
You got it.
There we go.
Kicking off the second half with something hopefully is ringing a bell in your noggin there.
I was really hoping I was like the only one that knew this one.
Yeah, me too.
Not fortunate enough for that.
You guys all seem confident, but let me read it one more time for the listeners if they're still jiving in their head here. Yeah. You can dance. You can jive. Having the time of your life. See that girl. Watch that scene. Let's review.
Give me the dancing queen.
Jive-ass turkey.
I think everybody's got Dancing Queen. Brian made sure to write by ABBA.
By ABBA, yeah.
Showing off that he knows the artist.
Gets another tenth of a point.
I had, because of my family, I had to get this one correct.
Why?
Big ABBA family.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My mom, especially, but yes. Yeah. We all.
Age of Aquarius.
We celebrate the entire collection in my family. Yes.
I mean, they're up there in terms of pop acts of all time.
Yes, sure.
Lots of hits.
And big tribute bands, like big following tribute bands.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, then you might be surprised by a little of this info I'm about to drop on you.
Probably not.
So this came off of their 4th album, Arrival. It became worldwide hit, obviously, reaching number one in 18 countries. But it is their only number one hit in the United States, which really surprised me.
Not surprised at all.
That's a shame.
I mean, they may have had a lot of top 5 hits, maybe just didn't reach number one.
Too, but okay.
Well, they just stood the test of time. I mean, they're still in movies all over the place.
That checks out to me.
Yeah.
In 2023, Billboard ranked it number 2 on its list of the top 500 best pop songs of all time.
Hmm. Pop
number 2.
Number 2. Number 2.
What was number 1?
Wow.
I don't remember.
Oh,
I just
Doc, come on.
No,
that's a great.
I saw a couple lists recently, and both lists had "I Want to Dance with Somebody" by Whitney Houston.
Oh, okay.
Pops, and I can see.
Okay,
I mean,
sure.
Argue that you can't argue against that being the greatest pop.
Tough
song
to argue.
All time.
I'm not saying it is, but I see the.
Sure,
yeah, definitely. It's a great song
for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Oh,
we'll do 80s pop lyrics maybe next time.
There we go. But the actual lyrics, I want to. I want to come up with the lyrics.
Right. All right. Well, I'm going to say I'm feeling good on the next one, too, you guys.
More pressure.
Yep. We're moving to 1978.
Great year.
Here come the lyrics. Well, now, I get low and I get high. And if I can't get either, I really try. Got the wings of heaven on my shoes. I'm a dancing man and I just can't lose.
Oh, no.
One more time, please.
Confidence. Or sucked out of the room. Yeah,
absolutely. Like, it got worse as he kept saying things. Like, at first, like,
oh, I thought it was getting easier as I was going along.
And
he keeps
saying stuff, and I'm like, I'm losing any momentum I had. Try it again.
All right, here we go. Well, now. I get low, and I get high.
Sing it.
Yeah.
And if I can't get either, I really try. Got the wings of heaven on my shoes. I'm a dancing man, and I just can't lose. I think Brian's on the board feeling good. Other people are in deep thought.
I feel like I have it, but I feel like I'm not confident. But what I'm saying is, like, I would have went with a different lyric, but it might have been too easy, if that makes sense. But, yeah.
Right.
That's where I'm at.
I don't even know if this is a song or not.
Interesting.
I think it is, obviously.
I now have a guess of what you wrote.
Okay.
Okay, I'll read the lyric one more time and give you guys another chance. Well, now I get low. And I get high, and if I can't get either, I really try. Got the wings of heaven on my shoes. I'm a dancing man, and I just can't lose.
Yeah. Nope. I'm just...
Ryan, you wrote an answer fairly quick. Do you got a pretty good beat on this?
No, not really. I don't even know this is the right title, but I think I know the song, but I'm not saying this is the right title.
Kelly's erasing it.
Kelly's writing, and he's third, fourth time's a charm.
Do you got something?
Yes, and something else just entered my brain. And now I have to make a decision.
I'm going to stay with it.
Okay, let's reveal. Nick was Stayin' Alive. Andy was Saturday Night Fever. Brian was Saturday Night Fever. Kelly was Soul Man. Correct answer is Staying Alive. Saturday Night Fever is the name of the movie
Way to pull that out.
Yeah. Saturday Night Fever popped in my head, and I was like, but that's not the song title.
So that's what I was saying. I knew the song, but I wasn't.
Yeah. The dancing part is why I was thinking like Saturday Night Fever, but I can't be that, you know.
Wow.
Wow.
I did not get there at all. I was way off.
No,
I knew that wasn't the song.
I still couldn't put the lyrics like the beat or anything to it. It was strictly a guess.
It was other people that he would have gave them Saturday Night Fever. I get it.
Oh, man, I'm so... Because that is what popped into my head at the last...
Wow.
Was Staying Alive.
And right as you started to reveal, I thought, I know the other one's a song. I don't know that this one is a song. I should have changed it.
Oh,
yeah.
That is going to...
That's some luck right there.
There's a song called Night Fever off of that album. Yeah. That would be the closest.
Night Fever.
Yeah. I'm assuming we all know it's the Bee Gees.
Oh,
yes.
Come on now. Okay.
All right. Well, don't want to insult anybody here, do I?
Yeah. Some prolific songwriters, those guys.
Want to insult somebody?
One of my favorite Saturday Night Live sketches is
the
Barry
Gibb
show.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Well, Staying Alive was a smash hit from, you guys know the album, Saturday Night Fever. It took home 4 Grammy Awards at the 1979 ceremony. It would become the second of 6 consecutive number one hits.
Wow.
Tying a record with the Beatles for the most consecutive number ones in the U.S. at that time.
Pretty impressive.
Yep. Rolling out hits in the 70s.
One or two still alive from the Beatles?
Just one now.
Is it Barry, Gary, and Larry, and Terry?
My other brother, Daryl?
Yeah, my other brother, Daryl. Well, Barry, was he the main one, right? Barry?
Mm-hmm. He's the one that's still with us.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
The teeth.
Good for you, Barry.
Right.
Yeah.
Good for you.
The teeth, the chest hair.
Yeah.
Talking about chest hair.
Can't bury that.
I love that.
That's amazing.
All right, gentlemen. I promise you this was a number one hit.
Oh, boy.
1978. Here we go. The sooner we begin, the longer we've got the groove. Listen to the music and let your body move. Now get up on the floor.
You say it one more time?
Yep. 1978, for those that care.
Okay.
The sooner we begin, the longer we've got the groove. Listen to the music and let your body move. Now get up on the floor.
Okay.
No. Same issue every time. I can't get to the beat. If I get there, I'll get it.
Yep. Well, in the near future, we will maybe have our sound clips ready to roll for these.
Yeah, really.
Yep.
All right. Let me hear it one more time, please.
Sure. The sooner we begin, the longer we've got the groove. Listen to the music and let your body move. Now get up on the floor.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Let's see.
I feel guilty talking over the dead air because I know you're all singing in your head.
Trying to.
At least some of you are.
I'm wrong, but
yeah. There'll be some extra long thinking moments. We need some TikTok music or something to keep them entertained.
All right, I'll give you a 7.5 count.
Not seconds, a count.
All right, let's reveal. Kelly has Groove Thing, Brian with Rock With Me, Celebration from Andy, Get Up from Nick. We do not have a correct answer.
Yeah.
Correct answer is Boogie Oogie Oogie.
Oh, boy. Yep.
By A Taste of Honey.
No chance.
Great name, by the way.
When I hear that and you say it was a number one hit, it makes me hate disco. Yeah, I'm just saying. That's
right.
Can you hum it for me or something? I got nothing on this song. Anybody?
Well, I know Get Up on the Floor is right before the chorus kicks in.
I can't really get there. I can't have a jump in point.
Yeah, we're going to boogie, oogie, oogie till we can't dance no more.
I think of Ice Cube or Mac 10. Boogie, oogie, oogie.
Oh, okay. That does help me a little bit. Man. Yeah, I really can't piece that song together at all.
I'm thinking of an 80s song. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, it's electric. Yeah, the electric slide.
It's like in my head. Ding, ding.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, this, according to what I'm about to read to you, an iconic bass line.
Wow.
And harmonizing vocals became one of the most recognizable songs from the disco era. Yeah. Multi-platinum single helped the group earn the Best New Artist Award at the 1979 Grammys. All right. Well, we are 8 questions in with only 2 to go. Nick, what does the scoreboard look like?
Not a lot has changed. Okay. It is a very tight race. Brian has 3. Andy and myself have 4. Kelly's still in the lead. He has 5.
So it's been there for a while.
Yeah, everybody's still in the game.
Doubtful, but
right.
In the game.
I do want to point out that Nick is 1 off the lead, and I think he hasn't answered 3 questions. So.
That is true.
Pretty remarkable. It's pretty remarkable.
It's all or nothing, baby.
That's right.
All or nothing.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I'm feeling good about this one for all of you, so there may not be any ground made up, but you never know. But here we go. Question number 9 from 1979.
Good year.
First, I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But when I spent so many nights thinking how I did me wrong, and I grew up strong, and I learned how to get along.
Why can't I think of the title? I got the song. I just got to get to the title.
It took me a minute.
First, I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along.
There it is.
Got her. I was just going to start talking to interrupt your thought process.
I unplugged my headphones because I couldn't. Man, while Scott
too much
was,
breathing over here?
While Scott was reading it another time, I unplugged my headphones so I could sing.
Nick, did you write something down?
No, I have something down. I hope the title is right.
Okay.
You know. He'll probably give it to you anyway.
Beautiful thing when you're lenient.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's reveal. We have I Will Survive from everybody.
All right.
Impressive, gentlemen. That is the correct answer.
My prediction correct. No ground made up.
None made. I was just worried about losing more ground.
So it's funny because the song starts this way.
Right.
Yes.
And she's basically speaking.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know what beat you were looking for in your head.
Well, I was literally singing the song in my head. I just
later on
get to the hook.
Like,
I was trying to get to the I Will Survive part. Yeah. The movie, The Replacements popped in my head. They're singing the song. They're dancing to it. I could not get to the I Will Survive part. It took me a while to
find. Can you do me a favor, Nick?
What's that?
Separate those last two. It looks like a 3 almost. I got 4 right now.
I can tell you have 4. You're good.
Judging this.
You're good.
I'm joking.
All right. Well, Gloria Gaynor, by the way, is the artist on that one.
Oh, okay.
So this hit song follows the singer's discovery of personal strength and empowerment. I knew you wanted to know
that.
Obviously. Oh,
boy.
Numerous publishers have listed I Will Survive as one of the greatest dance songs of all time. So not just disco, but dance. In 2016, the Library of Congress deemed the original recording to be culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant, and selected it for preservation in the National Recording Registry.
What? Wow. Aesthetically?
Yeah, I know.
I don't even understand what that means.
I don't either.
Didn't know there was a National Recording Registry.
Pretty, yeah. It's a pretty looking song.
I'm interested to know what's all in that registry.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
That's a great question. I would like to know.
Have to dig into that.
Go ahead, Scott, tell us.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you more. All right. Well, here we go.
It all comes down to this.
All comes down to question 10. I do have a tiebreaker at the ready, as always. Let's see if we need it. 1979. Once I had a love, and it was divine. Soon found out I was losing my mind. It seemed like the real thing, but I was so blind. Mucho mistrust. Love's gone behind.
That's the toughest one yet. I don't have a clue.
1979. Once I had love, and it was divine. Soon found out I was losing my mind. It seemed like the real thing, but I was so blind. Mucho mistrust. Love's gone behind.
I just got it. That's for you.
Kelly's going to back himself into a win here.
I haven't answered one in the last four questions.
That's true. Correct. Left the door wide open.
Yeah, then you have a lead. For a loan there. Yeah.
You got it?
No, I don't have it at all.
I have no clue.
One more time.
All right, here we go. Game on the line. I will read it again. Once I had a love, and it was divine. Soon found out I was losing my mind. It seemed like the real thing, but I was so blind. Mucho mistrust. Love's gone behind.
Okay.
Brian's writing something down. Andy's writing something down. Nick's not answering per his pace.
This is for the game, and I can't think of anything.
Pressure creates diamonds.
So
burst pipes.
I can't even think of a single disco song right now.
Nothing. For the love of God.
Car wash. Staying alive.
Is it a Yuengling issue?
I wish it was that. I got nothing. I don't know. All right.
Okay. As he writes, we're done. Let's reveal. Ain't nothing but the real thing from Kelly. The real thing from Brian. You guys are just sharing a brain over there. September by Andy and Lowrider from Nick, which I feel like somebody wrote earlier.
I did.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's a disco
song. Well, that's a disco song. I heard Mucho. I went with that.
There's no correct answer.
Oh, man.
Correct answer is Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know that.
We got to play that one. We're going to play a couple when we get off here.
We'll have to play when we get off.
Like, I know that song, but like the lyric,
I can't think of that song at all.
Yeah.
I definitely never heard that. I don't know that title at all. Nothing.
I know that.
You know the song.
Maybe I know the song, but that title does not resonate.
Yeah. Well, before we reveal our winner today, let me tell you a little bit more about it. New wave powerhouse Blondie recorded hits in various genres, including rock, reggae, and pop. But when the band released Heart of Glass, they were accused of selling out. But despite the pushback, the song helped propel the band to mainstream icons.
Can you sing it for me?
Nope.
You won't even.
She sings so high. She's like a falsetto. Yeah.
Give it a shot.
I don't want to do it.
You're on your way. I think you could have done it.
I could have got there.
Yeah, we'll play it.
All right. Well, the tiebreaker will have to wait for the next disco trivia.
Oh, no.
We're about to have our own disco night.
Yeah.
I need to write that one so I don't have to play in it.
There you go. I wish you would.
A race.
All right, Nick, how did we end up today?
Well, the final tally is, Brian, I can see it. You have 4.
Yeah, baby.
Andy and myself ended with 5. Congratulations, Kelly. with 6. Another dud.
Nice job.
Good work.
Well done, K-Ray.
Good job.
On a dry spell. Like,
and yeah.
You know? Like
the 06 well Cardinals, lately. Baby. Yeah. Back yourself right
he's on a hell. He's on a heck of a run.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right.
Well, thanks for indulging me, guys. Andy, I'll kick it back over to you.
Like did you
it.
Have fun, like Doc?
Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed doing this did one. It writing it and yep. doing it. Yeah, I loved it.
Yep. I liked well, it. Again,
yeah, that was a good one.
It was fun.
It was tough but and competitive. All right. Congratulations to you again, Kelly. We're going to move on to our bonus question. Of course, that's topic specific for the most part. And we want to know, we go back in the day, okay, or even maybe even now. What's your go-to dance move?
All right.
Now, you're going to have to describe it because we don't have video yet. So you can't display it.
So I was at a sixth grade party.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, come on. Boys, girls.
Yep.
And I happen to know the dance to Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby, and I broke it down.
That's beautiful.
Yep. So. Yeah.
Do you remember it right now?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you,
the whole dance?
Oh, no, no. I'm sorry. Oh. I thought it's like the party we meet doing.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I remember it.
If there was a Benji on the table for there's doing the dance.
Young lady who remembers it too.
Yeah.
She was a sixth grade brat. Yeah.
So was I.
Yeah.
That, I know.
It equals out, I think.
But yeah, so that being said, I guess it wouldn't be the exact dance, but it's a variation of the Running Man, probably.
Oh, okay.
You can do
oh, okay.
It, like break out your. You know, kick yeah. out your feet and do different things with it.
Right.
Dude, that's my answer too. Totally. I was at a wedding. I was probably like
thing, not
10.
Straight up.
Oh, no. I was straight up Running Man.
Oh, I hear you. But I'm saying you can really so, go a lot of ways yeah, with that.
I don't know. I was probably 12. That would put us early 90s. So right there in that breakdancing kind of arena, you know, maybe yeah. maybe I was a little younger in the late 80s. But I went to a wedding. Have no clue who was got married. I was there with my family. And just got out there and did the Running Man, and like everybody went nuts for it. Of course, they were yeah, pandering and being condescending. I realize now, but then I thought that they were really cheering me on. So I spent like the next 3 hours doing the Running Man. Like I never stopped, and I just did the same move all night long.
Then you got home, your dad told you what was going on, and yeah. you never danced again.
That's right. Every time I get near a dance club, I break out in just cold sweats. You know, no.
I don't have anything specific. I don't dance a lot either.
No.
So I'm not a.
You go to a wedding fan. And
nope,
you know.
Nope. I'm a chair guy. I'm a stand on the wall guy. I'm a observe guy. But if I'm at home and I'm with my kids or, you know, somebody close, you know, I'll get loose then, you know, but then I don't necessarily have a specific one, but I'll go through the history of dance moves. I'll do the Carlton. I'll do the Running Man.
Okay, there you go.
I'll yeah. do the freak uh-huh. on you. You know, the grinding and gyrating.
Oh yeah.
I'll throw on a moonwalk.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Well, not myself probably.
I'll throw in a little waltz, a little salsa.
Oh, okay.
A little tango.
Tango.
Okay? So a merengue.
When our buddy Ben got married in 2005, I was out there dancing. And I'll never forget his dad Doug pulled me aside. He's like, I gotta tell you, Brian, he moved really well for a big man.
If I remember correctly, there is a YouTube video out there of BQ dancing.
That is accurate,
yeah. right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Quite a display.
Possible really, to find.
A funny add-on to that, I actually supervise her son now at work.
Yeah. Is that right?
Okay. How about that?
Small world.
That's funny.
The world goes around. I don't have a maybe a specific move. But I do remember back in the day, I would usually end it with the splits.
Oh, wow.
Not both legs completely out.
But, you know, hurdler.
Yeah, the hurdler where, your knee's bent in, right. but one leg's out, yeah. So
did
I would
you,
usually
the bounce and then
be out
back
there.
Up again?
Yeah, I would, that's how dude. I would. And I do remember, because he's brought it up a couple times, shout out to Dave, one of our listeners, at his brother's wedding. Him and I did a bit of a dance-off.
Oh, so, okay.
Where we were both wearing, you know, you're wearing these black shoes that's, you know, really slick.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So you could really, yeah, get down on the floor.
Get,
so.
Get that James Brown going.
So yeah. he used to carry those with him because it was Zane's wedding.
Yeah.
Me and him had a little dance-off, too, but he went to the car. Guys, dance
to get him on
his dancing shoes. Yes.
Is that real?
Wow.
Yes, it's a true
wow.
story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
You'd have to get down.
Yeah. When you take your craft seriously.
That is a
right
man
there.
Who takes his dance offs very seriously.
Well, Nick, you don't strike me as a dancer.
I mean, I'm not going to say I don't have moves.
Okay.
Because I do.
Okay.
I don't have a signature dance by any means.
Your moves.
I like your style.
Will you get out on a dance
sure,
floor at
sure.
a wedding?
I will. I mean, yeah. the line dancing thing I can do. I know dance moves. I don't have a signature one. I'm more of a bob your head, maybe put a hand up, you know, go with the beat a little bit. Better when I have a lady with me dancing that style. I'm a little better with that, you know. But no, I can dance, but I don't have a single move. You know, I got moves.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
Now, question for each of you. If you were to, again, a wedding is the first thing that comes to my mind. You go to a wedding with a lady. You go into a slow dance. Do you go back to junior high? Arms around the neck. Man's hands on the lady's hips, or do you go more traditional?
Man's hands grabbing that ass.
Oh, well. Okay,
sorry. Girls.
Sorry.
Girls' hands families. That, hands around.
So, I mean, that touching is quintessential hands, seventh grade yeah, dance. Yeah,
that's how
right?
Yeah. The nape of the back.
Back then, you're in yeah, straight yeah, arms, and you are as far apart from each other as humanly possible.
No, yeah. Some room for Jesus.
Arms around, in close. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. How about you, Nick? With your lady,
done both, you know, the hug dance, if you would, mm-hmm, you know, both arms around. We've even done the, you know, one arm on the back and
traditional,
you know,
stance,
kind of leading. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do both.
B.
So if I could jump in real quick, so one of the best things ever, our buddy John, when he got married, he did like a line, you know, you lined up.
Oh yeah,
it's like a, and you, he's playing Footloose.
Oh,
so you went there doing like Footloose moves, and that
nice,
was, that was a blast.
Yeah,
I mean, cool, that was a good time. Yeah.
What's
yeah,
the end of the movie Hitch? They do a
yes,
yeah,
a
yeah,
dance exactly, line like
it was like that.
That.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Yeah,
Doc, you're slow dancing with your beautiful Cindy. Are you in a full seventh grade stance, or are you more traditionally framed, loosely framed, like you would in a ballroom dancing?
Yeah, it's more of a basically hugging out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But hand, you know, on the chest, you know, hand in hand, or are you waist, you know, arms gripped around the waist?
I'm probably gripped and she's got her hand on my lapel.
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
Kind of depends on the,
it's a hybrid actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of depends on the song too.
Okay.
Some songs are more of the arms around each other. Some yeah, more the hands by the chest, you know, just kind of depends on the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that you think in that layer oh, yeah, of depth
I do,
about it.
Hey, well, we can from the guy who won the Valentine's Day.
I know. Exactly. Well, this true, guy, he has been exactly, masquerading as a tough guy all this time.
Still got moves.
Still got the moves, baby. Well, Liz is a lucky lady.
Guys, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I have some feelings, but for time consideration, move
yeah,
on.
There we go. Well, Scotty, thank you for the trivia. Kelly, congratulations on the victory. And that's going to do it for today's episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave us a review or drop us even an email. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. And until then, keep your brains sharp and your bellies laughing.
Hey, listeners, Nick here. Want to tell you about Warrior Logo Wear, the official sponsor of our merch store. Check them out. They are veteran-owned. They have no minimum orders, so if you want to make your own thing, go to warriorlogowear.com. Or if you want to buy our merch, which is fantastic, go to theultimatetriviapodcast.com, click the link, buy some swag.